Okay, welcome back from the break, everybody. And for the newcomers, I'll just do a little housekeeping. We are recording each session, and we'll provide web access after the fact to the audio tracks from the entire conference and all the presentations, and we'll push that out to our 8,500 DC Info subscribers and DCIA member companies, and also the 400,000 email database of Cloud Computing Association. So I want to thank everybody for all their work on these presentations. Next up, we're going to hear from Microsoft and then Rackspace, and we'll have a panel discussion with most of the folks who've been with us this morning and a couple of others. So next up is Young Chu, who is a leading technology evangelist in the Microsoft US Developer and Platform Evangelism team. Easy for you to say. Within the company, Young has served customers in the areas of support account management, technical support, technical sales, and evangelism. Prior to Microsoft, Young developed capabilities in system programming, application development, consulting services, and IT management. His technical focuses have been on virtualization and cloud computing, with strong interest in private cloud, hybrid cloud, and emerging enterprise computing architecture. Please welcome Young Chu to Cloud Computing West.
Thank you. Marty, thank you for inviting me. This is really a very special occasion for me. Every time I come to a cloud computing conference, and I know I'm going to meet a group of influencers who's going to have impact to the IT industry, to how we move forward towards cloud computing. So for me, I appreciate the opportunity. I am Young Cho, and that pronounced as young and chosen. So I am the young and chosen one in my family, in the team. Thank you. That's the formal title, technology evangelist. And evangelist just saying I'm not a sales, and my job is to come to an event like this, have a conversation with you, and give you some facts of Microsoft. I focus very much on hybrid cloud. And when I use these terms, there's very specific, very surgical definition of it. I'll explain in a minute. You see, this is my personal blog. It's at youngchou.com. And also, I have a Twitter, Y-U-N-G-C-H-O-U. That's my Twitter handler. These days, more and more, I will use Twitter to respond to message, email, just too much to handle at this time. All right. And I have short 20 minutes. There's really so much to talk. And so I want to quickly set a baseline. Then I want to show you cloud computing rather than talking about it. I have three very short demo, but hopefully I can get to the point, get you excited about, you know, all this product and technology and solution that Microsoft is focusing on, all this innovation that's coming. So basically, this three deliver method, SaaS, PaaS, IaaS, we're very familiar with. This is from NIST special publication 800-145, formally defined cloud computing. Software as a service, platform as a service, infrastructure as a service. All three of them ended up with a service. This is three deliver method of cloud computing. If you're doing cloud computing, there's only three ways to do it. It's either SaaS, PaaS, or IaaS, and they all ended up with a service. So if it's not service, it is not cloud computing. So what is a service? Service means capacity on demand. So software as a service means software, means application available on demand. Platform is runtime. What is runtime? Runtime is your DLL, your API, your registry hype, your file structure, your temp storage, your share that collectively form the runtime environment for your application. So PaaS means runtime available on demand. Infrastructure for us IT professional means servers. In the context of cloud computing, everything is virtualized, or should I say, everything consumable is virtualized. So infrastructure as a service, that means a whole bunch of virtual machines. Actually, it's not just a whole bunch of virtual machines. It's a set of virtual machines that collectively represent application architecture that is available as a service. That means it's available on demand. On demand is a very powerful statement. On demand has no qualifier. On demand means on demand to you, and all the rest of the world. On demand immediately bring up three additional issues. One is accessibility. Readiness, because you need to be able to get to it if you want to make it on demand. Once you get to it, that application has to be ready. And capacity, because it's not just for three people, it's for whatever, however many people that we need to make on demand. So cloud computing, make the commitment. If you are doing cloud computing, we need to make sure everything we deliver is on demand. So for us, in this session, I'm going to focus on IaaS, because later you will find out why this is so significant. In order for, if you look at these three methods, software running on runtime. Runtime is a platform. So you want to make software available as a service, you got to make your runtime environment available. Where do you run the runtime? Boxes, servers, application architectures. So how do you make your application architecture available on demand is what I want to address now. That is, you need to virtualize them first. This is why in Server 2008, Microsoft included Hyper-V to start modernizing the data center. Once you have modernizing your data center, the next step is to use System Center-based IaaS-focused solution to develop private cloud. At the same time, Microsoft also introduced Windows Azure. Windows Azure only less than 3 years old. It's a very new product. However, we are gaining tremendous market share and tremendous momentum on it. Windows Azure actually has SaaS, PaaS, and IaaS solution. Now, this chart basically tells the whole cloud story, the whole spectrum of cloud. And SaaS is really our goal, because AaaS is most abstract and it's most efficient. For instance, MicrosoftOutlook.com or Hotmail. When you go to live.com or outlook.com, you want to get in Microsoft Hotmail or outlook.com. First, you say, well, do you have an account? Well, you don't. Okay. Well, you can create one yourself. Self-serving. Once you create it, you authenticate yourself in. Once you are in, you are entitled for 7 gig cloud storage. You also access to enterprise scale, global level of email. You also access to Office web application, which does not require you to have a locally installed Office for you to create Word document, PowerShell, and Excel spreadsheet, and OneNote. All that is happening delivered as a SaaS in public cloud. That is self-serving. So in minutes, you get this tremendous capability. So it's very efficient and very cost-efficient, and its abstract level is high. For us as IT professional, as a service provider, our goal is really to get to PaaS. Because from PaaS to SaaS is one step away. Once you are in PaaS, all you have to do is just acquire application. Either you buy it, you develop it, you transform it. Once you put the application in PaaS environment, by default, it will be delivered as SaaS. So this chart gives us strategy and the roadmap. Now, very interesting about this chart is System Center-based private cloud solution is based upon IaaS, and most likely it's on-premise deployment. This is because when enterprise transforming into cloud computing, it is not a scratch and replace solution. So they are transforming what's been established already, conforming it, transforming it into a cloud computing environment. So most likely it's on-premise deployment and they probably own the hardware already. Although the ownership and on-premises are not requirement. At the same time, Windows Azure is behaving more like a third-party hosting provider. In other words, somebody else is running my application. Now, these charts have a very interesting point because the intersection between these two models, one is on-premise, the other is third-party hosting, the intersection is IaaS. They both have IaaS. IaaS is really the enabler of what is emerging, the so-called hybrid cloud. Hybrid cloud is an on-premise private cloud with resources deployed to a third-party hosting company. I really don't want to use the hosting because hosting and cloud computing are different things. But just to convey that you have resources deployed to other off-site facility, that is the cloud continuum and the emerging model that Microsoft envisioned. Now, once you can deploy resources to Windows Azure have SaaS, PaaS, and IaaS, you can actually build entire infrastructure there. You can build a network with different subnet targeting workload can deploy to a specific IP address. Basically, it's an enterprise infrastructure. While at the same time, you also have on-premise establishment. What Windows Azure provides you is a site-to-site connection. In Windows Azure, we can do site-to-site VPN with your on-premise. In this way, basically, you can extend your on-premise Active Directory all the way into public cloud. This is a hybrid cloud. The good news is, for Windows Server 2012 R2, we actually provide an inbox VPN gateway such that you don't need to acquire additional hardware. You can actually run a Windows Server 2012 R2 as a VPN gateway to make this happen. This essentially expands your on-premise Active Directory into cloud. So once you establish the connection, you can actually deploy Active Directory into the cloud, deploy a read-only domain controller, and sync with your on-premise, or what have you. The devices here, they can actually join on-premise Active Directory. Or you develop everything in the cloud, right? And as you work with your customer, there may be occasion that you need to connect to individual devices. For instance, maybe you have a file share that when you do B2B with your customer will not move this file share into the cloud, and you can actually do a point-to-site connection. Let this point connect to this site, individual device. Or your application actually outsourced to developer in Japan, for instance. You can have your developer have it individually connect to this network and upgrade this application. These are different scenarios that we can use. So that's basically kind of the whole spectrum Microsoft Vision. And with that in mind, I'm going to give you a quick demo and show you a couple of things about cloud computing. Now, first, I want to show something on Windows Azure. This is Windows Azure, and this is called Management Portal. Once you subscribe Windows Azure, you get access to your subscription, and you will see this portal. What I want to show you is I am actually doing deployment with the PowerShell, because the whole point is to do it quickly and do it instantaneously as a service. So just before I start presentation, I kick off a deployment. This is started as 10:36, 55 seconds, and it finished as 10:41, 24 seconds. In this case, I deploy different artifacts to Windows Azure, and this is actually in one of the Microsoft data center. What I have is I deploy three virtual machines. And not just three individual virtual machines. All these three virtual machines in a service see each other. Not only that, they also prevent single point of failure due to the hardware. The configuration is built in. They also load balance. All this will happen in minutes as I execute this script. This script is really not, it's about actual statement, it's about 60 lines, right? So just to show you the instantaneous capability that we're having. So at this time, I actually don't need to see that interface. I don't need to see the Windows Azure interface. And as I finish this deployment, I also downloaded the RDP file. These are the RDP file. So I can access those virtual machines directly. So the scenario will be, let's say I'm a cloud administrator, and you are a developer. Let's say I support development environment. I have a developer come in and say, Young, I need three-tier application architecture. I need it now. I need it right now. What I will do is, I said, no, this takes 3 weeks. That's not going to cut it. Because then the customer will go to find other service provider. What I need to provide it is, I need to provide that instant capability to deploy based upon the demand. So I will come here, execute this script, and in a couple of minutes I have that. Then I provide these three RDP files to that developer and give them the ID and password. Or I create those virtual machines based upon whatever requirement I was given. And so they can access the virtual machine. So they don't need to know when it's within the Azure. For them, it's just the virtual machine now is available for me, and I can work on that directly. Now, what happened if at this time I got another call, and my boss say, you know, customer love it, and customer wants more. That's my business opportunity. So what can I do? I can go ahead and deploy another one. So all I have to do is I simply do execute, and it kick off another deployment for me. The point I want to make is that instantaneous capability has to be there. If it's less than that, it's the customer will go to someone else. Today, everything has to be instantaneously gratified. So if we go back to the Windows Azure, here's the deployment I have, and now it's kicking off another one. All right. For all this deployment, it's not only just virtual machine, but let's look at the detail of it. First, look at the configuration. By the way, these virtual machines are globally accessible at this time. They actually have a public IP. You can access it. So these three are put in something we call availability set. This will prevent these three instances a single point of failure. Think about if this three instance is a web front end, and I'm doing a load balancing. So I don't want them to have to a single point of failure due to the hardware. If your application crashed, I can't help you. But I want to guarantee that this three instance will not fail because my data center hardware. So it eliminates single point of failure. At the same time, if you look at the endpoints, this is the port. I also open port 80 and put them in a load balance set. If you look at these three machines, they are all in the same load balance set. This is a very simple round robin type of algorithm. However, when I set it up, it's just a matter of check boxes, as opposed to pulling cable, moving machine. And this happened momentarily. All right. There's also storage account. I can actually create network if I want to. So this is just to show you that the instantaneous capability to deploy additional virtual machine or actually application architecture. This is specifically Windows Azure IaaS. So it's working on it. So that's the first demo I want to show you. The second demo I want to show you is the ability to move virtual machine. This is one of the Windows Server 2012 and later delivery called Share Nothing Live Migration. Here I have a business mission critical application running. I need this application up and running at all time. Now what happened is, where I'm running this workload at this time in data center, it is running right here in this Hyper-V host called development. For whatever the reason, maybe it's running in this rack. Maybe I need to maintain. Maybe I have a hardware failure somewhere. I need to relocate this workload right now. Well, whatever the reason. Maybe I need to maintain other stuff. Maybe part of the hardware needs to be replaced. And I need to get this virtual machine out of this hardware right now. So what I can use something so-called share nothing live migration. Live migration means no downtime. Share nothing in Microsoft terminology means I don't need a share volume. For those who do clustering, you know before when you do this kind of thing, you need a share volume. I need nothing other than TCP/IP connectivity. So the requirement is both end, either the source and the target, I'm going to move it to this another Hyper-V host, and needs to be server 2012 and later, both have Hyper-V row, and I have TCP/IP connectivity. Of course, you need to have authorization on operating on this virtual machine. So for this particular mission critical virtual machine, I need to move it out of this particular Hyper-V host, and I want to move it into VDI. So at this time in VDI, I have no this particular workload, and this workload is running, so I'm going to right click and do a move. And I want to move the entire virtual machine, all right? Specify the name of the target, basically. The target is called VDI. Is it VDI or is it development? Let me see. This is target, okay, target is called VDI. Okay, I'm move the entire virtual machine data to a single location. You have other choices. But here, when I click, it show me the destination. This is the destination of VDI. Show me the file structure, let me pick. I'm just going to pick a location so I can move this virtual machine. Now, as I hit enter, as I finish, you're going to see the application continue to run, and you are going to see this particular workload will move and it will appear over here. So let's do that. Oops. Let's try one more time. Let me just browse, and I am moving to VDI. And oops, I got it already. Just do next. And let me just find a location of it. If I just find a location, let me just find a brand new location. Maybe I just create a new folder called B. And I'm just going to select this one next, and I'm going to finish. All right. I won't do it anymore. But basically, what should happen is this workload will move to this particular Hyper-V host. All right. There are times it's like that. I forgot to pray the demo gov when I came on stage. So, okay. But this is the second. This is the second demo. All right. Let me try to make it up for you. The third demo is personally I see have very has big significance. This is Windows Azure. Recently, we released this service called Recovery Services. This allows you to create a backup facility in Windows Azure, allows you to backup your local server into the cloud without much infrastructure needed. What you do need is the certificate. And not only just your server, it can only backup your virtual machines from your data center. What I have done last night is I set up the backup with my local machine. So let me show you how I set it up. What you need to do is come here and you say new, and I'm gonna create either Hyper-V recovery or backup vault. The backup is for individual server. If I do a quick query, you give it a name, you specify the region. At this time, it's only provided with to East Asia. Well, you see, last night I don't have East US, so I actually backup to East Asia. So by clicking that, you actually create an entry, which is right here. And it's back up to East Asia. Then what you need to do is you look at the dashboard, you need to download the agent. The agent is basically the public key. So you will download the agent and install on your target server, which what I have is on my local machine. It's this one. So I bring it up here. This is my backup agent. So let me show you what I have done. Last night, I have did a few backups. Actually, I just did a backup right before I walked in. All right. If we want to recovery data, let's see what's out there. This actually goes connect to the Microsoft Data Center in East Asia. And to see, if I want to browse file, so it talked to Windows Azure. And I have backup two different files. One is C, one is in D. So in C, let's see what I have. All right, if I look at I have different recovery point, I back up multiple times. If I look at this particular version, this is what I have back up. Okay, these four file, and that is basically this directory that I have back up. This is the deployment I just made, and these file are what I have backed up. Now, let's do this. Let's do a backup right now, okay? So I'm gonna cancel this. Let me show you how I can backup from my local machine back to Windows Azure, just like that. So I'm gonna do a backup right now, okay? This will backup C drive, QSK, and also E drive, a particular document. I'm just gonna do a backup right now. So it basically looking for the local resources, and it takes snapshot of the volumes. And eventually, it will package the file and back up to the Windows Azure. You can do that with your local box. All you have to do is go to Windows Azure, create that vault, and download the certificate. Right. So this can be done in minutes. And so not just for your routine backup. If you have anything ad hoc, remember, it's just as a service. If you need to perform some operation and you say, you know what, I want to back it up before I do it. This is readily available for you, right? So this is basically your cloud disaster recovery and backup restore services, if you will. And like I said, it also includes virtual machine. So this can be very beneficial in terms of formulating formulating your backup strategy and solutions, and without much infrastructure involved, because it's pretty much everything is there. So the job has just completed. Okay, if we go back to C, this is the one I just backed up. Okay, if we try to recover it, if I look at the recovered data, see what's been backed up that for that particular version. This backs up to East Asia data center. So if I look at the C drive, okay, and that is the one that I just backed up. That's all the files. That's what I have. Okay. If I want to restore it, that's how I recover the data. Let's recover a different version. I should see a different results. Let's say I want to recover. Let's say I just recovered what taken from C drive, and I recover an earlier version. Let's say 12:33 last night. Okay. The files are different. Next. And recover to another location. How's that? If I just copy to desktop and I make a new folder of it, CCW, Cloud Computing West, and next, recover. So it's recovered the data for me. I can even select single version of it. So this is how dynamic it is. This is what about cloud computing. Cloud computing is not about control. The control has to be there, but cloud computing is more about enabling consumer to consume more, right? So this instantaneous capability allows you to do things. It's very important. And what the three scenarios I show you, one is public cloud, one is private cloud. This is a hybrid cloud scenario. With that, if you are interested in finding out more, you can definitely take these two links. I'm sorry, this is QSK. This is QSK. Sorry about that. The two links you have, this is QSK. R2 and QSK. R2 allows you to download Server 2012 R2. You can do site-to-site IPM with a software version of Gateway. That QSK is about Microsoft Windows Azure deployment methodology that I just show you about that script I run. And that's all I have. Thank you very much.